Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land, the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, cattle futures today really had a bad close, especially for feeder cattle. The feeder cattle finished in January down about $1.17 at $143.90. Marches were $1.70 lower at $143.05. April's $1.62 lower. And again, that was on their contract lows for the day. The live cattle were down 15 in February at 126.22. April's 45 lower, about 30 off their lows. There was some cash trade today at 124. And pretty widespread, so it looks like that's going to be the cash trade for the week. We had box beef at midday up 67 on choice at 215.18. Select was down 51, 212.96. On Friday, we've got a cattle on feed report after the close at 2 p.m. The Reuters estimates came out today with a January 1st on feed number 102.2% last year, or 11.948 million head. Placements in December at 3.4% larger than last year at 1.828 million head. And then marketed in December at 105.2 or 5.2% larger than last year, or 1.832 million head. And again, that'll be after the close Friday. And then cold storage this afternoon showed 481 million pounds of beef, right in line with last month. Any estimates in pork, 580.9 million, about 5 million more than last month.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
The biggest action today came on the grain futures here, especially the wheat. Kansas City, July was down 7.5 cents, 505, and that was 2 cents off of the low earlier today, but we have retreated after a pretty substantial rally. Chicago wheat was down about 4 to 4.5, so the spread, the difference in price between Kansas City and Chicago, if you just look at the March, for example, is 84 cents. Kansas City is 84 cents under Chicago, which is historically, if you go back 20, 30 years, is usually Kansas City over Chicago, but over the last 3 or 4 years, Kansas City has been under Chicago, but that spread's all over the place. On that wheat spread. The soybeans today were 1 to 2 lower. Corn anywhere from a penny lower to a penny higher, with March up about a penny and a half. September down a penny. So getting some spread action there. And cotton futures rallied back today, up 189 in March at 71.13. December 72.05, up 115. So quite a bit of action today for the grain futures. It seems like the trade's trying to sort through this U.S. and Chinese trade deal. And also UMCA, which the Canadians haven't signed yet. So still not a completely done deal in terms of USMCA. But we don't really know what all this is going to entail and what the long-term consequences are going to be.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, so may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.